Well, Tim, there must be overwhelmingly an immense feeling of pride in your players this season, is there?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, listen, I can't fault anybody in any way, shape or form, not one person, not one player. You know, what's been achieved for this football club's, the players have contributed a huge amount of that. They've been awesome, really, from start to finish. And today, once we sort of flicked it back to 4-3-3, we started with three at the back and it wasn't working. I thought we gave a really good account of ourselves. Second half especially, going up the hill with the wind behind us. It was very difficult, as we saw in the first half, to get out. You know, I mean, goalkeepers' kicks were sort of blowing and hanging around the halfway line. It's very difficult. And then it just was wave after wave after wave in the second half. We just couldn't score. It was as simple as that. It was one of those days where God only knows how we didn't score. It was chance after chance and we just didn't convert. You know, I look at their goal. I've just watched it back. Is it a foul on Storer? Don't know. I mean, umpteen times them decisions are given in the middle third today, even where a player's coming from the back or behind or the side and took the man and ball and they give a free kick, but he chose not to. But it doesn't detract from a great strike. It's a wonderful finish. He had no chance booty. But yeah, a lot of pride. But listen, no one's died and we move on. And you know, can we improve as a team? Yeah, I think we're going to have to, because when you look at some of the personnel that are going to be in this division next season, those that have been promoted and may be promoted, it's going to be a tough league. And I was just saying there, maybe the powers that be should look at more than one up in this division. I think it's a very, very harsh call. When you look at the kind of professionalism there is in this division now, the kind of clubs that are in it, and I've been in it for some time, I think there might be a shout for two up and one through the playoffs. I really do. Maybe have a look at that, because this is without a doubt the hardest league in England to get out of. There's no doubt about that.
You were camped in their half for the majority of the second half, but your day was summed up by Jamie Osborne's free kick at the end that hits the outside of the post and stays out.
It was, yeah, it was. I said to her when I turned around, when that's just about, so I still thought we'd have another chance, because it was just wave after wave, really, and they couldn't get out and they were tired. I mean, they played on the other night, Wednesday night, and listen, we gave a really good account of ourselves. I mean, we thought second half had changed with the conditions and be in our favour a wee bit. It was just that first 10 minutes where we didn't get out of the blocks quick enough. We did create chances, but we looked like shipping a little bit, and got away with a couple of little scrapes. But to be fair, they were few and far between. And when I consider the amount of territory and attacking play and attempts, I mean, I get all the stats on a Monday normally, and I'd imagine they're overwhelming. But there's only one stat that counts, and that's in the top right-hand corner of the screen. And we got beat 1-0, and it's hard to swallow. But we'll dust ourselves down and analyse and see where we can get better.
And this is the challenge now, to go again next season and mount another serious promotion challenge as you have done this time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can very quickly become a victim of your own success. You know, I remember a friend of ours, Mark Yates, doing an incredible job at Cheltenham, and then the minute they're not sniffing around the playoffs, he's gone. You know, when really he's ripping trees up to even get them there in the first place. So we're under no illusions about this division and how strong it is, and what kind of clubs and personnel carried within those clubs. You know, team squads are well paid in most of them, and highly professional, fit and strong, equally as strong as the guys in the Football League, you know, and it's a real tough division. So we've got to obviously take stock and think about how we're going to compete again.